Thanks for joining this latest edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. We hear the phrase, sitting is the new smoking. And yet many of us actually have jobs that require us to sit for hours at a time at the workplace. And the Transamerica Center for Health Studies and their partners at Johns Hopkins have put together a guide for workplace wellness programs. And so here in our studio at WYPR is Hector De La Torre, who leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Hector, this is a really critical issue for employers. We know that physical activity, good health, all translates into greater productivity, less absenteeism, and ultimately less health costs for employers.
Yeah, but we have to stress the importance of physical activity. That's the base for all other workplace wellness programs. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention describes regular physical activity as one of the most important things you can do for your health. There's a strong scientific evidence that regular physical activity reduces the risks for heart disease, diabetes, obesity, high blood pressure, stroke, and yet most of us sit most of each day at work.
Okay, so we get the correlation, but at what point does the discussion become one of a personal responsibility and less about the employer? You know, if you think about it, I'm just going to play devil's advocate here. They're there to run a business and make money and not necessarily take responsibility for health issues that can be very extensive.
They're not taking responsibility. They're providing the opportunity for those employees to do that. And what we have found is that it isn't just the activity itself or any of these workplace wellness programs. It creates an environment that those employees want to be a part of. That's what you're trying to build up. We've talked about walking clubs, you know, taking 30 minutes during lunch for employees to get together and walk. That's a nice thing in and of itself, right? They're doing activity. They're doing it together. Right. But it also breaks down silos within that company. For example, you have this walking club where you're encouraging the employees to participate. Many times they will run into and walk with people that don't work in the same division or same part of the company that they don't know and build those relationships.
Just a 30-minute walk at lunchtime doesn't fill the bill. You're supposed to move at least every hour. So
yes.
Every hour that you're at the desk, you're supposed to get up and do something.
Yeah, for a couple of minutes every hour, you should get up. And even if it's just to walk over to the water fountain and take a drink.
It seems simple enough. What are some practical things that employers are actually doing or can do in this regard?
In our report with Johns Hopkins, we found that Honest Tea, the drink maker, offers bicycles to employees at no cost to help encourage cycling to work.
Really?
That's a pretty cool thing.
How do I apply?
Other companies have gone as far as slowing down elevators to make them less attractive to the employees so that they will use the stairs. And others have decorated stairwells, making them bright instead of these dark, dingy places to make them more attractive for employees to go out there. Other employers now offer standing desks, pedometers, and even treadmill desks.
Did the study look at all into this mobile work environment that we increasingly see by companies? In other words, with digital technology, of course, you can work in many respects anywhere.
It's the computer sitting on your desk that is tying you to it. If you have a phone call that you have to make, get up, walk back and forth, stand while you're doing a phone call. It's adapting these traits, this physical activity, to whatever setting you're in.
Got it. That's all we have time for on this edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.